og en spirituel udvikling, og jeg regner med at fortsætte meget, meget længe. Tak for mig. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Knut. Much appreciated. Okay, Pat, from Scotland. Let's have some Scottish accent here, and that's Serenity Prayer.
Thank you, everyone. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat. Awesome. Love it. Stephanie, are you here? Could you unmute yourself, please, so I can find you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Great. Hold on one second.
Great to see you.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I just don't have you in. Oh, here. Hold on. Now I see you.
Okay.
Got you. Hold on. Hold on. Okay, I got you. And Dawn, you're muted.
I'm unmuted.
Great. I'm gonna,
I don't know how to bring the screen back though, so that it.
Do it all for you. I just needed to know where you were.
Oh, okay.
Found you. I just have to find Stephanie again in my other screen. Can somebody find Stephanie?
What a chore.
Yeah, you're both in now. This is great. I'm going to turn it over to you guys. Love in sponsorship or whatever way you would like to talk about it. I'm so happy you're here, Dawn. I love you. And Stephanie, of course, I love you too.
Okay. Stephanie.
Thank you, Yvonne. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hello, lovely Stephanie. Every time Dawn and I talk to each other, I always call her and say, hey, beautiful Dawn. And I have taught her to say, hi, lovely Stephanie. So we're thrilled to be here. We both appreciate so much this opportunity to share the beautiful gift that we have been given of sponsorship. And I suggested this morning when I was talking to Dawn, maybe y'all need to know how we got to be here, because I live in Texas and she lives in Chicago. So 27 years ago, my sponsor at the time in Texas was Blanche. She was chairing the convention, and I flew down. I was living in Virginia, and we had moved from Texas. And I came to support Blanche, and she said, there's a gal coming in on the plane. I wish you'd go pick her up. I said, okay. She said, you might know her. And I said, really? And she said, yeah, she said, she's from Virginia, from Reston. And I said, really? So I go to the airport, don't know who I'm picking up. And Dawn walks out and I go, oh, what are you doing here? And she says, what are you doing here? And so this was in, I think, February, early February of 1994. And so little did I know, I go back to Texas, to Virginia. Dawn goes back to Virginia. That's where she was living at the time. And then she and I were sitting in meetings together, and it was just amazing to me. Then later on that month, my husband committed suicide, and Dawn called and said, if you ever need anybody, I'm here. And I cannot tell you what this relationship has meant to me. But I wanted you to know, now over the years, in the 27 years, I have moved back from Virginia to a little town outside of Austin, Texas. Dawn has moved from Reston, Virginia to Chicago. And we talk on the phone every day. That was the physical part of our relationship. And now Dawn, and we're going to start talking about the spiritual bond that has been established by the grace of God. So Dawn, let me let you talk for a little bit.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Would you please talk for a little bit?
It's been a journey. One of those, when I met Stephanie, I was going to Texas to speak at a retreat. And I can't remember whether we all went out to dinner there because you were my hostess or ended up being my hostess there, and I met your daughter and your son. They took me to a barbecue place, and being a compulsive eater, you know, I was happy to go wherever they were going to take me, as long as I don't eat sugar. I'm a nice person. But anyway, it was a wonderful get together, you know. But it was one of those incidences that you never know why God puts you in a certain place. I can't say we actually clicked at that moment. I just knew that when I heard after getting back home what had happened to Bill, that I had to call Stephanie because I could imagine the pain. I've gone through pain in my life. And I knew that if she needed somebody to talk to, because of the blessings of the program, I had become a good listener, you know? And I have to say that because we're both talkers, but through the blessings of the program, I learned to listen. And I knew that she needed somebody to listen to her. And I didn't know that it was gonna develop into a friendship, a sisterhood, a spiritual companion. Over these last 27 years, God has been good. God has been good. And the miracle about us as a team, to begin with me as the sponsor and she as the sponsee, was that somehow or other, we knew that this was a journey together. She had been sponsored by a wonderful woman named Blanche, who had also spoken for in Texas, and we'd been together too. So I knew who her sponsor was. And I knew she was steeped in the steps because I didn't have to begin with step one from the beginning, but we had to work on step one from what happened at that particular moment. She was dealing with a life circumstances, as she says, a trauma has changed her life forever. And I know life brings traumas. I've had my own traumas in life. I had a child that was taken out of my arms, and I felt that and have dealt with that all my life, even though I've been reunited with him again. But trauma is a traumatic thing. And unless we have a foundation to grow on, then it stunts us forever because we don't know how to leave the trauma and move on to life. Okay, Stephanie.
Well, you know, talking about a listener, Dawn, I went to her house every day for weeks after Bill died. I sat on her couch and she did listen and love me. I saw that clip that you did, Yvonne, before we were at, on, and that's exactly what I had from Dawn, was this unconditional love. She just let me cry. She didn't try to fix me. She just wanted me to know that she loved me and she was there for me. And, oh, you know, our relationship at that point was just one hurting soul talking to another hurting soul. That's all we were. We were just connecting on such an intimate level. And I can't, you know, I would not have made it. I wouldn't be here today if Dawn hadn't let me sit on that couch with her, because the death of Bill was, there are hard words. You know, it's been 27 years and it still just rings my heart. But Dawn understands. She gets it. I've never had to explain a feeling to Dawn. Never. When I tell her I'm scared or when I tell her I'm sad or when I, she gets it. Her years of recovery and her spiritual growth have given me the guidance that I have needed to put one foot in front of another. She and I immediately, though, going to meetings, I asked her if she'd be my sponsor. And I had a Texas sponsor in Blanche, and I had a Virginia sponsor in Dawn. Can't get much better than that. And Blanche lost her life in an automobile accident. And so, but see how God, what he did? I mean, at the beginning, I mean, I'm in Texas and Dawn's there and we're meeting. And then just weeks later, I'm sitting on her couch. God fixed that. And then when the loss of Blanche, which was so difficult, Dawn was there. And she has been there continuously. There's nothing that I need that Dawn doesn't provide for me. And she always says, this is one of her favorite phrases, let's look at this through a spiritual eye. No matter what I bring to her, no matter what I say to her. Oh, I have to tell you one more thing. Because I talk so much, her husband, Peter, one time when I was sitting on the couch, came in and he said, you know, Stephanie, I think you should write a book. And I thought, oh, how kind. What a sweet thing to say, Peter. And then, of course, later on, I find it's probably he wanted me to go home and write a book. He didn't want me to sit on that couch and write a book. But what a loving man Peter was. I just, oh, my goodness. And you know what? I hope that Dawn and I have enough time today to be able to share our journeys, how we have walked through this life experience. We have done, Dawn tells me, we're doing life on life's terms, Stephanie. Okay, Dawn, if you say so. But I don't get it. I don't get life. I have my idea of how it should be. And then Dawn lets me know the reality of the situation. So, okay, Dawn, let's hear about you.
Okay. One of the things I think, though, that connected Stephanie and I together is that we really loved an alcoholic. You know, she loved Bill and I loved Peter. You know, and I was listening to, what's his name, Douglas Focus? He said, it's not easy being an alcoholic. And it's not easy being the wife of an alcoholic. And the other part that we got together was we know how to laugh. And we can laugh at some of the worst things that have happened to us. And yet humor comes in. We don't take ourselves so serious. We don't say, this is all about me. It's about life. It's about life. This is the way life is turning. But what we do is understand that somewhere in whatever this problem is, there's going to be a blessing on the other side. Not going to see it today. Don't even want to know about it today, but it's going to happen, you know? And I think that's the thing that has made this sponsorship work, is that at one point, I had all these years and Stephanie had less. Now we're really together. You know, her years have brought her up to where I am. I'm old now, you know? And every once in a while, am I still here, Stephanie? Do you still hear? Am I slipping? And you know, I don't think that's what's happening. I think that just life is happening. And it's been an interesting journey. Since we got together, Stephanie said her boy, she had the grandbabies that came, you know, which were a blessing. But, you know, often we don't see something that's out of ordinary as a blessing right away. Because, you know, we want it on our terms. And the same that happens in my life. My daughter announced she was gay. That didn't make me happy, you know. But we learn to accept life on life's terms. And then God, who loves us most, and he loves us. I know how much he loves Stephanie. And because I know that, I know how much he loves us. He loves me. He will take a situation and say, you know, nothing wrong with my daughter being gay, but you need to work on yourself. And that's what we always do. We go back to what's the source of the problem? The source of the problem is we need to work on ourselves. God wants to change us. And why does he want to change us? He wants us to be in such a place that we can be amenable to other people. That we can tell whatever we're going through and say that even in the process of going through that, we were never abandoned and that we became stronger. Sometimes she leans on me and sometimes I call to tell her, we've had a death in my family. We've had a loss in my family. But we keep working through the steps and every day becomes just a little easier, you know. We've had some great moments. So I was traveling, coming back from Texas, and we decided that I was going to spend a couple of days at Stephanie's house. And we got in the airport and the plane wasn't going. And I was tired. She was pushing me in a wheelchair. I was really tired. And Stephanie, her daughter said, Mama, put her in a wheelchair. Just push her up, make her look older than she is. Just push her up. And we would have more fun in that wheelchair, walking around that airport. You know, you can take any situation that seems like a disaster. Plane's going to leave us. seems like small seems big at that time. But when we look at the spiritual eye, we had more time to spend together. And we laughed and enjoyed one another. We've had situations that were really problem-oriented situations. And I've listened to her when she talked about what was going on for her. And I could relate to that because I've been through it myself. That's the thing that's wonderful about a sponsor. And a sponsor a long time, we know what other person has been through. And so we're open to share our experience, strength, and hope. And because we've worked the steps, we believe that we're not worrying somebody or we're not struck. We're sharing our experience, strength, and hope so that, and they know that they've been through the same thing. So you're never saying, oh my goodness, you felt that way. Instead, you're saying, oh, I felt that way too. But we don't have to stay there. Okay, I'm rambling now. It's your turn, Stephanie.
No, Don, I'm so glad you brought up the airport story. I had to work to get that wheelchair because really she was tired and it was a big airport. Don't even remember now which one it was. And I'm trying to get her to the gate and she says, wait, look, isn't that beautiful jewelry? And I'm going, Don, we don't have time for the look. And so we go over there, we get to the gate. And Dawn stands up, and I said, don't stand up. You're supposed to be hurting. Sit down. I mean, we can't really, oh, that was such a
that
long
was,
time.
That was fun.
And what a funny, funny memory. And you know, as Dawn was sharing, look, the thing I do realize that for the two of us, there is not anything about me that she doesn't know. And I don't have to go back and say, okay, well, remember, well, I need to tell you about this. Because I've told her everything. I think probably she, you know, anyway, she's very patient and loving and kind, as you can tell. And so, but, you know, there's not a judgment bone in her body. I wish I could share with you what it is like to sit. And, you know, today I am in Texas. She's in Chicago. I'm complaining about it being 27 degrees and ice because we don't get that in Texas. And her comment to me was, it's 5 in Chicago. And okay, I'm gonna validate your situation, but by golly, you better understand mine. We just laugh. It's just a joy. And so we talk every day. I call her every day. And there's no certain time. There's no reason why I couldn't call her 3 times if I needed to. She would be there for me. But that's the thing that just has filled my heart. You know what? She has brought God alive to me. She has made, I mean, everything she says is a spiritual solution to no matter what, no matter what she will say to me, you know. And so remember, God loves you. You know, remember this is, you know, what do you think God's will for you is today? When I was talking and early on when I was sharing and I would call her, I say, well, Dawn, do you think I did okay? Da, 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 da. And she would say to me, did you ask for God's will this morning? Yes. Did you pray to be released from the bondage of self? Yes. Then it's not you. If you did that, then you're in good stead. You can't go back and judge that because then you're going to say, oh, dear God, you forgot. I was supposed to say this. And she's gotten me to a place. I have a friend in California that talks about being right-sized. Mm-hmm. And Dawn helps me remember how to become right-sized. We talk second step, third step. She really loves to call me on the 6th and 7th step. I kind of wish she'd just kind of just let me be. But she, you know, she gets me back on track to where I need to be. And her example, you know, I have to tell you this. Dawn is 89 years old. She's been in Al-Anon for over 60 years. And she still goes to 3, maybe 4 meetings a week. She hasn't let Zoom stop her. And, you know, what an inspiration, you know, so that I know that she is current and she's helping me be current. And so when I share with her my meeting last night, and she'll say, what was it about? And I'll tell her and we talk and then hers, mine. So anyway, I'm gonna glorify her a few minutes more, but let's let her talk for a little bit. Dawn.
Yeah, because I'm going to or this woman is a saint. But we all know that I keep going to meetings. A young woman said to me, one of my sponsors, I was at a meeting, and I'd been in the program then about 40 years, and she said, "You're still going to those meetings?" She said, "You must have really been sick." I said, "You got it right. You got it right." And I'm sick enough to know that I can't make it on my own. And the interesting thing, that's the thing about being a sponsor. There are things that I can do with the women I sponsor that I can't do with my own daughter. You know, Stephanie knows me better than my daughter knows me. And because my daughter carries with her the mistakes I made as she's an adult child of an alcoholic and the adult child of an Al-Anonic mother who was sick with the disease too. And so she carries with her story of our growing up time with them is totally different than mine. And so she hears me, and yet she judges because she remembers. And she has a right to do that. The good news is because I have wonderful women in my life that I can share my mistakes as well as my victories with, I trust that God will bring somebody in my daughter's life who will bring to her the peace that I'm able, through the grace of God, to bring to other people. It's not my job to fix her. It's my job to acknowledge her and to love her unconditionally. But I can't erase the past. I can't erase it. I wish I could. Sometimes I wish I would have been this loving mama all the time, rather than this one that blew up when she dropped the cup of milk, you know. I wish I could have been this really peaceful woman like I've been with my grandchildren, with my grandchildren. But I can't erase the past. But here's what I know. The program says that we can change ourselves through the grace of God. I couldn't change me. So I have to say now that what I did back then, I'm so sorry. But I'm not that person anymore. I watched Stephanie. She's not the person I met 27 years ago. God has transformed and changed, and that's what he does through us. This fellowship, these steps, this understanding, getting us out of the way and letting us love somebody unconditional. You can't do that. And I heard Doug say that this morning. You can't do that until you've learned to love yourself. And it's people in these rooms who've listened to us, because we both came in broken. We came in hopeless. We came in full of self-pity. We came in with all the character defects you can name. Low self-esteem, all of it. But through the grace of God and these steps, we've been able to accept ourselves and accept the love that you've given us. And when you gave us that love, we could understand the awesomeness of the God we serve, who also transfers that love from you to me and makes me feel good about myself. Now I can come to a sponsee and give her total unconditional love, because I see in her what a blessing she is, and what a woman of character and worth. A woman who struggles on a daily basis to walk this journey. That's what we're trying to do on a daily. That's what we come in these rooms to find. I call it my roadmap out of hell. You know, that's what these steps are to me, because they bring me out of myself and give me the ability to share with another human being and to love somebody unconditionally. Okay, I'm through. Your turn.
I've never heard roadmap out of hell. How come you haven't shared that with me?
I have said that. You don't listen to my tapes.
I just listen to every word, hold on to every word. You know, I was thinking, I've sat in meetings before where I've heard people say, "Well, I haven't gotten a sponsor yet." And I'm thinking, what is holding you back? You know, all you have to do is say, "Will you be my sponsor?" And then if, as I have been sponsored, we say, let's give it a try. If it works, great. If it doesn't work, let's just know that we can love each other in the fellowship. And I feel sad for people that don't have this kind of connection. You know, they told me when I first came to Al-Anon that I'd never have to do anything alone again. And that is true. And I have Al-Anon friends that I can't even tell you how much they mean to me. I have women that have just loved me through the whole process. I also need to tell you that there is nothing that compares with a fellowship in sponsorship. There's nothing that I can see in my life, past or present, that compares with the fact that I know that I have Dawn. I have this woman who knows me better than I know myself and who loves me anyway. I really encourage you, if you're listening today and you haven't had the courage to ask for a sponsor, I sure hope you'll give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't imagine my life without Dawn. And I don't have to go back and tell her everything that's happened. We just have had a relationship that has lasted. And the reason is because she has a lot of patience, but also because I have a willingness. I mean, I remember one time I did something and I was acting out of a character defect. I knew I was. And I said, oh man, I'm going to have to call Dawn. Golly, I wish I didn't have to tell her I did it again. I wish I didn't have to say that to her. So I put it off for, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours, got on my knees. All right, God, I'm going to have to tell her. I know. I come clean with Dawn all the time. Never have I kept anything. So I called her and we're just talking. I said, Dawn, I need to tell you something. She said, well, what is it? I said, told her what it was. And she said, Stephanie, I guess you're human. And I went, Oh, yeah, I'm just a human being. Yeah, she says to me, you're trying. You're praying. You're asking for guidance. You just can't get it right. She has been so kind in pointing out to me that I just really would like for this to be perfect. You know, I would like to be able to say the perfect words at the perfect time to talk about a shortcoming. It bites me in the butt. And, you know, then I don't stay in present time. Oh, my gosh. I wish I had a penny for every time she has said to me, are you in present time? Are you in present time? You know, and then we read this thing where it says, God never intended for you to put 2 days' burdens on this one day. You don't bring yesterday today, and you don't take tomorrow into today. You know, this is one day. Is she just constantly, are you in present time? Well, Dawn. And so... She is so patient with me. And she's right. The laughter, the fact that we can laugh about this mess, and it is a mess. I've made so many. And but she gets it because she has two. And okay, Dawn, go for it, sweetie.
Right. The interesting, we both met one another's children. And we've seen the evidence of the damage we've done. But we've also seen the evidence of the recovery that's come out of the steps in our children's lives too. But it's just such a miracle, you know. It's the I think that I remember one time the ability of to accept people as they are, and coming through these steps and through sponsorship, it's helped me to accept my children when they're on their doing whatever it is they're doing at this time. And I've learned by walking with other women through the problems of rearing children, and what one of my things is, I want to stop their pain right away. I want to, if not write a check, I want to give them the answer and so forth. And my sponsor said to me, occasionally you need to put tape on your mouth. Just say, mm-hmm, you know. Say, tell me how you work that out, you know, instead of writing the check. You know, I'm writing the check because I want to feel better. You know, I want to fix them because I don't like to hurt. I want life to go smoothly at this point, you know, and it's not going to do that. But the list things we learn from listening, sometimes I listen to my sponsees talk about their children and I learn how to handle mine. Or better than that, I learned not to handle mine, you know? And that's the good news that we get from one another, you know? It's a great journey, and it's a great journey to be on it. You know, my sponsor, my favorite sponsor, and I have a favorite, because she died. She was really wonderful. She and I both came in the program at the same time. We didn't have the literature and stuff we have now, so we really grew up together. We used to read the books, or the book, the big book, and we'd read a little blue pamphlet, and then we'd decide how we could fix our husbands. And it wasn't until years coming in the program that Al Anon began to get their own literature. And we got our own literature. It helped us center that they're not the problem. I have on my mirror in the bedroom, you're looking at the problem. This is the only one you can fix, and you can't do that. You need God to fix it. But to do that and understand that gives me the opportunity, when we're working with somebody else, we can love them unconditionally, because we can see that could be me. That has been me. That would be me, you know? And at the same time, you're okay. Because if I came through that, I know you're going to come through it. You don't have to say it just like that. But the point is, it gives us empathy, you know? And they, I guess they call it agape love. It really is a love that comes from God. It's not of my nature. My nature is, I'm not a very nice person, you know? But infused with this program and getting out of myself to, I wait to hear Stephanie's call, hear what the excitement of her day, because now I'm old and I'm in the house, I can't get out. I get to meetings on Zoom, but I can't get out, you know? And I hear her day and I say, isn't that interesting, you know? Do I envy? No. But do I love her through the process, you know? I've walked that way, you know? And it's just good. It's a sharing thing. As Stephanie says, it's a different relationship. It's not like the relationship, the man and a woman, because we have expectations of one another. You know, we shouldn't, because the program says we have to stand on our own two feet. You know, you have the privilege of loving my husband, but it wasn't my husband's job to fix me or to make me happy. I have to make me happy. Now, I know that. And when it comes to somebody I'm sponsoring, that brings that blessing into it too. I can't fix you, but I can share my experience, strength, and hope. And I don't have any expectations of you. I just love you. She's not gonna say, write me a check tomorrow. And I would if she did, but chances are she's not. And I'm glad, because I'd have to say, stand on your own two feet. You know, I'm rambling now, it's your turn.
You know, and Dawn made a really strong point. She has met my children and I have met hers. And I have two beautiful great granddaughters today, and she has a good looking great grandson. And I am telling you, we share stories and we look at those pictures, and she has watched me try to stand back and let my daughter become all she is meant to be. I can't even begin to tell you from where Laura and I started to where we are today. And Dawn celebrates that with me, you know, and Dawn loves my children and my great grandchildren as I do hers. And we are so connected about, you know, checking up and seeing how we're doing, but we're sharing our stories. And I'm feeling so much acceptance about watching life happen. There's nothing that she reminds me. There's nothing that we need. You know, there's nothing. We have what we need, as long as we are on a spiritual path. And Dawn is the spiritual connection for me. I can see it. I can feel it. I know God is there because I've listened and I've watched Dawn. And I hear what she says to me. She said to me, God loves you just like you are, and he loves you too much to leave you there. And then she says to me almost every time we talk, don't we serve an awesome God? And she reminds me that my job is to make my spiritual connection as strong as I can. And then we talk about what step it is. You know, so is this 6 and 7 again? You know, yeah. Well, did you do 10? Have you, you know, how was your inventory? And she's reminding me constantly, you know, how did you feel about that? I heard this morning on an AA talk, the word, we've always said, what was your part? And then I heard somebody say, well, what was your fault? What was the fault that I had here? You know, and so I get a chance to, and she does it in such a way that I don't ever feel judged. I never have felt judged by Dawn. She always just says it in such a way. Now, yes, I think she's probably the greatest sponsor in all of the world today. But I also want to tell you that I know her source is not Dawn. You know, her source is a loving higher power.
Yes.
Her source is 60 years in recovery. Aren't I grateful that she didn't decide that she didn't need the program anymore? Or that she was well? Or that, you know, everything's just okay, don't need to go to a meeting today? I don't think that has ever been Dawn's feelings. Well, thank God, because she's here for me and for you and for those that want to just connect. And that's what I think is so true today. And she helps me to see the goodness in my life. If I'm ever down and out, or if I ever feel sad, or this shouldn't have happened to me, you know, she helps me to see that it's just life on life's terms. That's one of her favorite phrases. This is just life on life's terms. So I hear her voice in my head when I'm getting ready to do something. And I also look at those steps and say, where are we today? Mm-hmm. And most of the time I am smack dab in the middle of 6 and 7 because I know that I'm a human being because she told me so. And I believe what she says. So, okay, Dawn.
The other thing is the danger, though, of putting a sponsor on a pedestal, because then you're setting her up to fall off, you know. And as long as, and I want everybody to have a wonderful sponsor, but what we want to know is that sponsor is working the steps and living the steps and doing it lovingly, because they know it's their only way of being who God has made them to be today. People don't graduate from this program. We may grow older, but we don't graduate, because every day brings a new opportunity. And when you get a new opportunity, it's a new opportunity to work the program around that particular step. Stephanie was with me 2 years ago when my oldest daughter, who was an alcoholic, and she had 35 years of sobriety, and she's the one who announced she was gay, and who at some point I said, I'm so happy because I'm gay too, you know. I mean, you know, I'm not gay, but you know what I mean, just to say it, what difference does it make? She's a child of God, and God loves her with all his heart, and she became a shining light for me. And anyway, 2 years ago she called to say, or the hospital called to say she had a brain aneurysm. And Stephanie and a couple of other my sponsees ended up in Clinton, Maryland to walk with me. I had told God, like, I have some special pipeline to God. You know, I said, okay, you took David, that's my baby boy. You cannot take another one of my children. You've got to heal Lisa, you've got to heal Lisa. And then I had to get on my knees and say, it's your will, Lord. And Stephanie and my other young women walked with me, and God surrounded us with Lisa's staff and a whole lot of other people who helped me practice my program. That's what they did. They helped me live what I had talked about. They helped me deal with my middle child, who has nervous and has a depression, to deal with Alma during that. It was a very frustrating time, you know. But I had this program, and I had you, and I had my other sponsors. I had those people. I had people I had known through the years who would call or bring something over to eat or do something. I was covered always by God's grace. That's what this program is about. There are times when you don't have to be a tower of strength, but you have to accept the strength that's given to you, you know? And it is given to you, you know? My sponsor said to me one time, Dawn, you can smile through the worst things. Well, it's not that I'm really smiling. It's that I'm accepting, and the acceptance is going from here to my gut, and it's saying, this is all right. God didn't heal Lisa. God made the choice to take Lisa. But I had Stephanie, I had Teresa, I had Amy. I had other women who were extremely close to me, and I was able to survive that and keep going. And the next month I was able to speak at a meeting. You know, God is something, isn't he? That's why I tell them, we serve an awesome God. And if you have a sponsor, don't put her on a pedestal, but at the same time, appreciate the journey she's on. And that for her, she has to get up every morning and do the same thing she's telling you to do, because she wants to keep that connection open. It says somewhere in the AA's 12 and 12, where Bill says certain emotions we can't handle. And that goes the same for we women who are married to alcoholics. We've overused certain emotions, you know. I've wept enough tears, you know. God says, come on now, Dawn, straighten up. It's going to be all right. The sun's going to shine tomorrow. I used to say, and he gives fresh grace each morning, you know. And I just think we deserve that grace. If you've lived with an alcoholic a long time, been through a lot of trouble, you got a sponsor and you all walk together because you don't have to suffer anymore. But they say suffering is optional, you know. It is. And we need to be together. And so that's what sponsorship is. We got somebody to walk the journey with. And sometimes it's magic. And that's what I think with Stephanie and I, it's really magic. But it really is, and it's grace. I call those two my twins I deal with every day, grace and mercy. And I'm rambling now. It's your turn, Stephanie. Take it over, Stephanie.
Oh, I think we're almost to a closing point. But you know, yes, what I wanted to say? Isn't it beautiful that this is a two-way street?
Yeah, because
you know, the fact that Dawn and I get to come together, and some days we're both just thrilled to death to be alive, which is every day. But then Some days I'm kind of struggling and she's there. Or for the girls that I sponsor, you know, they have seen my warts. They have heard me in meetings, you know, and that's one of the things that I cherish about going to meetings and having people that I sponsor at those meetings. We continue to grow. We say, did you read Courage to Change today? Oh my gosh, was that not just perfect? It's the fact that we have a love for the program of Al-Anon. We have a love for the literature. We have a love for the people that God has put on our path. And we have been blessed. We've been graced. We've been blessed that we get to continue one day at a time, one step at a time. Take a breath, just take a breath. You know, y'all, those things that you hear, this too shall pass, or, you know, and the good stuff and the yuck, it's just all happens. But the joy that Dawn has given me, that we get to wake up every day and she and I sing this together. Dawn, yes. Are you ready?
Okay. Well, you know, I have surgery on my vocal cords. But
that,
don't
yeah,
really
excuse
care.
Okay. I sing bad
this
and I haven't had
day.
Surgery. Are you
this
ready?
Is the day
this is the
that
day
the Lord has made.
The Lord has made. The Lord
let
has
us
made.
Rejoice.
This
let
is the day that the Lord
has made. Be glad.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
This is
Yay.
The day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This
All
is
right.
the day.
Thank you.
This is
All right,
the day
Yvonne,
Lord
think-
has made. We're finished.
Okay, yay. Okay, we sing.
They're
going to
never let us sing again, though.
You guys, let's unmute ourselves and say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.